Welcome back to another episode of Ours to Protect, and this week we're looking at composting at home. Food waste and composting go hand in hand, providing a more sustainable choice to your home life. Food waste is both economically and environmentally bad. As we've heard before, the average household wastes an average of €700 a year on throwing out food, and roughly 1.1 million tons of food is wasted in Ireland annually. This means it ends up in landfill, so it doesn't decompose properly and instead contributes to methane gases. However, when you reduce food waste and put any food waste to a compost bin, you create soil and therefore a new purpose of what otherwise would be waste. Joined with me is environmental consultant and trainer Donal O'Leary of Waste Down with some tips to help you compost at home.
First of all, if we're throwing out food, that's quite expensive because we're buying the food, we're paying to refrigerate it, we're possibly paying to cook it, and then throwing out quite a lot of food, like one third of all the food bought in Ireland is thrown out. So it's really quite an expensive habit. And we're quite possibly paying to dispose of that food as well, you know, with our waste charges, especially if you're paying by weight. So what I would encourage people to do is, first of all, become aware of what food you're wasting and try not to throw out food. Most people are throwing out food in a lot of cases quite unknown to themselves because it's not really widely recognised as being as big a problem as it actually is. But we tend to repeat the same patterns of behaviour again and again, so we throw out the same kinds of food for the same reason again and again. So the first thing I would urge people to do is try to become aware of your food waste and not throw it out. And, you know, if you reduce your waste as much as possible, then what do you do with it? So that's where composting comes in. It's fun and it's satisfying, and it's really, really good for the environment as well, because you're turning what otherwise would have been a waste material into a resource, into something of value. And it's a very good way of making compost for the garden as well.
So how do you get started and set up your own home compost system?
You know, there are lots of different ways you can compost. You know, there are different types of systems. Like, you can go into a hardware shop and buy a kind of a plastic compost bin for 40 or 50 euros. And that's the way most people will go. Or people might set up something with pallets or with chickenware or something at home. The principles basically are you're trying to get living creatures working for you. Composting is bacteria and fungi, worms and other little creatures that do the work. And being living creatures, they need certain conditions. They need food, and they need moisture, and they need oxygen. And oxygen is something that is lacking in a lot of composting systems. You know, people get their compost bin, they chuck in all their veg peelings and all their waste food from the kitchen, all of which is very kind of soft and wet and soggy, and there isn't enough oxygen. That's when your compost bin stops working. That's when it starts smelling bad. That's when you might have a lot of issues with flies and so on.
Now that you have the equipment, there are certain foods that can go in your home compost, while others would be better for your brown compost bin.
And lots of different materials can be composted, but typically at home, you wouldn't put in much meat or fish or dairy, just because they're quite dense, they're slow to break down, they can attract rodents, and they can cause problems. But on the other hand, there are other waste materials, things like your garden waste. If you're cutting your grass, like I mentioned, if you're cutting hedges, if you're gathering autumn leaves, these can all be composted. Now, with regard to autumn leaves, one thing I would say is, if at all possible, let the leaves on the ground. If they're on the grass, if they're in your garden, try to let them where they are. You know, not on the paths, obviously, they're dangerous, they might be slippery, not if they're blocking drains. But leaves are so important for wildlife during the autumn and winter months and coming into spring, because a lot of creatures use them for camouflage, a lot of them use them as a food source. So if we tidy up too much, we're basically creating a very bare area where nature doesn't have a place to survive the winter. And nature really needs our help right now. So letting the place be a bit messy, not tidying up too much, not raking up all the leaves, can make a big difference to that.
It's not just food waste that goes into your compost system. Food waste should be mixed with dry materials such as cardboard or grass cuttings to provide the perfect mix of materials. Here's what's included.
In composting, we talk about green materials and brown materials. So green materials basically are, they're not necessarily green in colour, but they're all the kind of soft, wet materials, things like your food and veg waste, other food waste, and grass cuttings, you know, people want to compost their grass cuttings, which is fine, but bear in mind that they're a very soft, very wet material, so they compact and they exclude oxygen very quickly, and then it doesn't work very well. So the green materials should be mixed with what are called brown materials, which typically are things like woody materials such as sawdust, paper and cardboard, twigs, wood chips, autumn leaves, straw, hay. And what these materials do is, first of all, they balance it, chemically they balance it. They add something called carbon, which is a very important component in the soil and in the composting process. Carbon is really, really important. But as well, just, you know, by adding paper and cardboard and stuff, and that helps for air to circulate within the compost pile. And that makes all the difference, really. So when people are composting, let's say, a bucket of kitchen scraps, I would say add at least one bucket of brown materials, like I say, sawdust, wood chips, straw, hay, or typically at home you possibly have a lot of waste cardboard and waste paper, and they're absolutely fine as well. And that really makes a big, big difference to have at least 50% brown materials in the compost. So that's the most important tip I would give.
For those at home without a garden, there are alternatives as to how you can manage your food waste and potentially help others with their own composting.
So composting at home, not everyone is comfortable with it. If people don't want to compost at home, then they might be able to find somebody else locally who's willing to compost their materials, or else they could simply, if they have a bin collection, they could try to incorporate a brown bin and have their food waste taken away in the brown bin for composting elsewhere, because that's what happens to our brown bin material. It's transported elsewhere and it's composted, it's turned into a fertilizer, basically.
If you need more tips on reducing your food waste, you can listen back to Ours to Protect on redfm.ie, and be sure to contact Donal for all your composting queries or join one of his many workshops. Here's how you can find him.
By all means, if anyone wants to contact me, my website is wastedown.com. I'm on Facebook as Wastedown. I'm on Instagram as Wastedown Composting. Yeah, I'm always happy to hear from anybody who wants to learn more about composting or about anything to do with waste management or the environment.
For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.